And now let's go back about 5 years ago when Don's uncle in the Navy was still alive, but dying from a blood disease and other ailments. Don says that the briefcase was old, crack leather from which his uncle took out file folders, documents, and black and white photographs of those July 1947 crashes in New Mexico. Two brief clarifications. Don said there were no ears on the beings, only tiny slits on the sides of their heads, but he will use the word ears. And he says his uncle referred to beyond our galaxy from where they came, and thinks that means outside our Milky Way galaxy, not just beyond our solar system, but he is not sure. And now he begins with describing what was stamped on the back of a photograph of a disc embedded at an angle in a hill near Corona from July 1947.
On the back it said, property of the United States Navy, top secret.
The property of the Navy?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the letters M-A-J-I-C, magic, stamped on any of it?
It was across the top of the folder. It was in solid black and big, bold letters, black and white photos.
You saw these photos with your own eyes, right?
Yeah. Well, the first one would have been a craft on the side of the hill at an angle. Two bodies were on the outside and two were standing upright. The two dead were, one I remember, was just looked like he was split open. Like somebody just took a knife and just laid him open. The other one was missing a leg and an arm. Again, from black and white, you really can't tell. The estimated height would be somewhere between 3 to 4 feet. Egg-shaped head, long arms, short legs, long pointy fingers. Mouths were round. It wasn't like our mouth. It was more like an oval shape.
Do you mean oval up and down or oval going sideways?
Sideways.
Okay, so you were not looking at just a thin line.
Right.
Was it especially dark compared to their skin?
About the same color as their eyes, black and white photo, because their eyes were like at a slanted angle.
Mm-hmm.
Was a darkness to them, and it tapered down to like a little point where it goes toward your ears.
The points went toward the ears, not toward the nose?
The points went toward the ear. The skin looked wrinkled, almost like it had some type of uniform on it, but I really don't know. And it was just like, you take a piece of paper and put a little crease in it. You know how the actresses use skin tone bodysuits?
Oh, yeah.
I would put it somewhere in that category.
Did your uncle explain how they got that disc embedded in the hill out? What did they put it on? How did they move it?
It was loaded by a flatbed truck covered in a tarp with two cranes that removed it from the side of the hill and moved it in the middle of the night.
You thought maybe 30 feet in diameter?
Yep.
Did your uncle mention anything about our military firing at these discs?
Our military fired at them, but it didn't do any good. We were told not to tell anybody for the rest of our lives, but I figured, hey, it's time to let it out.
Right. I wondered if he said anything that day when he was showing you all this material from his briefcase. Did he say anything to you about why the secret would still be being kept in what essentially now is the 21st century?
They just don't want American people to know that ETs or humanoids or whatever you want to call them exist, and that some of them could have power to literally wipe us off the face of the earth.
Did he say that?
Yep.
Did he say anything about who these entities were, where they were from, and that sort of thing?
They're outside our galaxy. That's all he would tell us. And that they were trying to teach us what they knew of different forms of medicine. They were strictly here for peace.
From another galaxy?
Yeah.
What I think the government calls extraterrestrial biological entities, that the acronym is EBEN. Did your uncle ever use that term, EBEN?
Yeah, but he didn't pronounce it even.
What did he say?
He said it was Ebon. Every now and then, you'd catch something on news or on that they broadcast from Spain or somewhere else showing this unidentified thing, and they were explaining this swamp gas and all this other stuff. And he'd just start laughing, and, you know, everybody'd look at him like, what are you laughing at? And he'd say, if only the people only knew what it was.
He told you when he was showing you the photographs that these Ebons were from another galaxy and that they were here to teach us about medicine?
Yep, and how to live in peace.
They don't seem to be doing a very good job.
No, they don't. Of course, the government ain't letting them out either, are they?
It's a very big puzzle, and that's why I'm hoping that maybe your uncle told you something that would give us some insight about why it is all seemingly so strange, confusing, and complicated.
One letter I read, it was by a Welkerman or Walkerman, I don't remember the last name, but he said it would cause mass panic if the American citizen should find out about DETs, because they would automatically confuse them and terrorize them.
They would automatically confuse the public?
Yeah.
And the terror would come from what?
That I never went into detail. It just kind of ended there. I don't know if that meant terrorizing the aliens or terrorizing the American public.